meditating and imitating externally the behavior of Jesus is no help. It's not a question of imitating Christ. It is a question of becoming what Jesus was. It's a question of becoming Christ, becoming aware, understanding what's going on within you. You know, all the other methods we use for self-change could be compared to pushing a car. Let's suppose you have to go from here to, what shall we say, to Syracuse. I have to go from here to Syracuse. The car breaks down somewhere. Say, well, too bad, the car's broken down, we roll up our sleeves and begin to push the car. And we push and we push and we push and we push till we get to Syracuse. Say, well, we made it. Where do we go next? St. Louis. Oh, God, St. Louis. So we roll up our sleeves and push it all the way to St. Louis. You say, hey, you're making a mess of your life. Yes, but we got there, didn't we? But you call this life? You know what you need? You need an expert. You need a mechanic. Lift the hood. Say, hey, you got to change your spark plug. That's what we do. Turn the ignition key and the car's moving. You need the expert. You need understanding. You need insight. You need awareness. You don't need pushing. You don't need effort. That's why people are so tired. People are so weary. This afternoon, I'll tell you the root of the whole thing. You were trained, and I was trained, to be dissatisfied with ourselves. That's where the thing is. That's where the evil comes from psychologically. We're always dissatisfied. We're always discontent. We're always pushing. So go on, make more efforts. More and more efforts. There's always that conflict inside. But there's very little understanding.